Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Thursdays at 5:25, we play In the Envelope. Normally, we put a Eagle in the envelope, but today we're putting a WIP personality in the envelope. And this is completely open-ended. So you have to figure out, based on your questions that you're calling in at 215-592-9494, it's a yes or no question. We answer, and then you give a guess. The person that gets the correct answer will win a $25 gift card. The Wawa Fall is here, and Wawa has you covered with the ice, with the coffee you crave. Now, any size coffee for $1 or a fresh brewed iced coffee for $2. Gotta have a Wawa. We're lined up, Ike. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Nick in Philly. Nick, what's your question?
I'll go. Is he during the week? On during the week?
He is. No, he's not a Monday through Friday from 6 to 6 o'clock, no.
Okay, I will go Rob Ellis.
Is it Rob Ellis? Oh, it's not Rob Ellis. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry, you asked your question.
Weekends, so I'm going to go with Howard Eskin.
Is it Howard Eskin? It's not Howard
not
Eskin.
The king.
But isn't Julio riding with the king tonight at 6 o'clock?
He is.
Let's go to Mike Howard in Bethlehem. Erskine. Mike, go ahead. What's your question? Oh, no, Mike. Michael in New Jersey. Michael, what's your question?
Does he have a big penis?
I can't answer that.
I'm assuming you dumped that. Yes.
Lou in Montgomeryville. Lou, what's your question?
Hey, is he an analyst for the Eagles football?
Is he an analyst for Eagles football, Jack?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll go with Ray Didinger.
Oh, is it Ray Didinger? No, it is not. 215-592-9494. Ask your yes or no question. We have a WIP personality in the envelope. Listen closely to the answer so you can narrow it down. Jim and Warmister, Jim, what's your yes or no question?
Hey, is this guy in the morning?
He is not in the morning, no.
Oh. Oh. You know what? I was going to guess Eskin, so I don't have one.
Oh.
No.
All right, let's go to Chad, Germantown. Chad, what's your question? This is stumping people, Ikey.
Yes, I see.
Is he on Sundays?
I mean, he might occasionally work Sundays.
Yeah.
So I'll say yes. I don't believe he has a regular shift on Sundays, but yes, he does work some Sundays.
No, it doesn't work. It's Sunny Hill.
Is it Sunny Hill, Jack Fritz? It is not. Joe in Philly. Joe, what's your question?
Can I just give a guess?
Sure.
I heard a lot of the questions. Sure. Is it Elliott Shore Parks?
Elliott Shore Parks. It is not.
Wow.
Sam in Haddonfield. Sam, what's your question?
Are they under age 45?
I believe he's over 45?
Yes.
Jack, okay, yes, over 45.
Is it Glenn Macnow?
Is it Glenn Macnow, Jack? No, it's not. Mike Adelko. Mike.
Does he let the Bronco bust?
Does he let the Bronco bust? He does not let the Bronco bust.
Hey, Mike, you pressing it.
Let the Bronco bust.
Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, good guess. Incorrect. But you're going in the right direction with your call there. Angry Al checking in. Angry
Al.
Oh,
Angry Al.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Al? Where you been?
I've been dealing with this thing with my wife. You're going down this weekend. Don't worry about it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Hey, I got a question. Did he used to have a daily show on IP?
He did not have a daily show on WIP, no.
Ever?
No, I know.
I don't think so. No.
So my guess is wrong. I was going Jody Mack.
It is not.
It is not
Jody Mack.
No. Nope.
Although a good guess.
That's a good guess.
Incorrect. Dan in Philly. Dan, what's your question?
Is his initials JJ?
Is his initials JJ? No.
Oh.
John Johnson? No.
It is not John Johnson. No. Good question, though.
Yes.
Sean, a King of Prussia. Sean, save us. What's your question?
All right. Does this person know if Barbaro is alive or not?
No, it was not. It was not
Jan.
Yeah, it was not Jan Gorham, though.
No. Oh, man. It'd be Spencer.
What'd you say?
I didn't hear all the questions.
What?
Well, that's
we can't go back.
That's your fault.
All of them.
Not mine. Let's go to Rita in Delco. Rita.
Yes, I'm on. Yes, what? That is Radio from the casino late at night. Do I listen to him?
Huh?
Yes.
Radio from late at night. Do I listen to Charlie Jarrett?
Yes.
Is it Paul Jolovich, Jack? Oh! It's Jolly! You got it, Rita!
Yeah!
Congratulations. So you curl up in you curl up on the couch with a little Jolly occasionally?
No, I'm losing from the casino.
Ah. All right, Rita, hold on a second. Your phone's
not
terrible.
Funny.
Did you do that to Rita?
Gosh.
Oh, he's got Jolly drops. All right, what do you got?
I don't calm down.
Oh,
oh, those were Jolly drops?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it. What the hell was that?
My wife tells me what to wear and when.
Oh, come on.
You're a total jackass.
Oh, God.
There he is.
I didn't catch the early ones, the first ones you did. It didn't sound like him.
No, it didn't. All right, well, that was the... In the envelope on Thursdays.
Oh, Jolly man. Jolly time.
Jolly was in the envelope today. Yes.
I remember I called up arguing with Jolly 1 year. I was still a player at this time. And I called up arguing with Jolly about something with Kobe Bryant.
You're a total jackass.
Yeah. I ain't telling who I was.
Oh, really? You were just – did you use a fake name or
– Yes.
You did use the...
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you remember what you used?
Name? I don't remember the name, no.
You used an assumed name. It was like Bob in Jersey.
Well, no, I couldn't because I'm not a Bob voice, but yeah.
You could be, yeah.
I may have went Jamal or something.
Jamal in Jersey, Jamal.
Might have went Leroy or something, man.
Oh, did he get mad at you when you called?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bit my head off quick.
That's awesome.
No, I love Jolly, man. Haven't seen Jolly. Since the playoff game against Seattle.
That would seem about right.
I think that's the last time I've seen him.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anybody.
The football game. Yeah, we haven't seen anybody around here.
I haven't seen anybody.
Nope.
There you go. Now, like some people, we got a couple guesses of Jody Mack. That was a good guess.
Yep.
Right, like Glenn Macnow was also a good guess. Mac and Mac, right? I was Jack Heffer, who is our assistant brand manager here at WIP. I was telling him about some of the history here at WIP with some of our older hosts.
Yes,
like we considered Steve Fredericks to put him in the envelope, but we did not go with him.
Okay,
we thought Jolly was good because he's been here for a long time. You know, a part time guy, but also somebody that people may know from before. So,
Oh yeah, everybody knows Jolly, man.
Yep, absolutely.
The Jolly Man.
Yep. So, the line this weekend's very interesting, Ike, because, like, you look at it and it's like, all right, is it up to – because I saw there was some initial movement on it, but it seems like that for the most part it's just kind of sticking there. And, you know, last week that was really a closer game than if you had – like, we both picked the Eagles to not win the game but to cover the spread.
Right.
Like, that was really – like, we really did win last week, right? We just kind of got screwed in the end.
Yeah, screwed at the end on that last – yeah.
Yeah, we did. So, this week, I kind of feel like the same thing. And we'll go into the game more in depth tomorrow. But it's still sitting at 7.5.
Yeah, I take Philly with the points.
Oh, yeah, I like the Eagles, too. I do. And unfortunately, there's no game tonight to bet on or to watch. There is a there's a college game on, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like Arkansas State.
It's Carlos Emmons' school.
Is that where Lowe's went?
Yep, Arkansas State. That's the only reason why I know Arkansas State.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anybody else that went there.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else that went there.
Let's talk to Damon in Wilmington, Delaware. Damon, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
How are you? Hey, buddy. Good.
What's up, Damon?
Good. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Eagles' offense kind of in general. It seems to me that when Carson was at his best and really when the Eagles' offense was at their best, granted they had one of the best offensive lines in the game, but from a game planning standpoint, it seemed to me they were running a lot more RPO type plays, and letting Carson make quick decisions and use his athletic ability, stuff like that. Now it really seems to be more 5-7-step draw stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't seem like they're running the ball enough for the defense to kind of have to play the run, and then they can take those shots downfield. So it just seems like the way the offense is right now, it would make sense to go back to that RPO, you know, kind of quick game stuff, as opposed to taking these deep shots, especially when you're not running the ball well enough to make the defense respect it.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I hear you. I actually got a different game plan for him. Go ahead and give us your iconic calls, and I'll give you my detail on the game plan.
Yes, sir. My iconic call, I forget the guy's name, but the Michigan State-Michigan game a few years back. The guy loses his voice mid-call and everything.
Will McDonough.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Jack, do you have it? Oh, let's hear
it out. Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson, and he scores on the last play of the game. Unbelievable.
Sean McDonough. Will is his father.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, his voice cracks.
Yes.
Any high call, his voice always cracks.
Believe that was the day after my birthday, or either the day of my birthday. That was a Saturday.
Great finish.
Love that call. I do the Ravens game plan thing on the other side.
Mm. Coming up, that you have that?
I'll give it a quick 2 minutes.
Ike gives two minutes.
We'll get more in depth into the game tomorrow.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494. You want to slide a phone call in, but the Marks and Reese text line comes up next on Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, let's talk about week 6 of football. And normally it starts tonight, but that's okay. Just means more games coming up this weekend, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week 6, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. And on top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boost every Sunday to help make it rain. And don't worry, maybe football isn't your thing. We have baseball going on right now. There's a lot of college football that's going on right now. DraftKings is all over it. And DraftKings is also safe, reliable, secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly when you sign up, and you'll get up to $1,000. Code Philly to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Here's the stretch by Robinson. The 3-0 pitch. Swing and long drive! There it is! Number 500! The career 500th home run for Michael Jack Schmidt! And the Phillies have regained the lead at Pittsburgh 8-6. And the Phillies dugout comes swarming out to home plate.
Wow. 8-6. Wow. 8-6. Yeah, Harry, man. Yeah, I saw a lot of people tweeting and Instagramming that one right there.
Sure.
That's
probably number one in this town, huh? Or up in there.
I mean, like, because you almost have to take out the championship calls.
Right.
Because, like, of course they're going to be big. Mm-hmm. But, like, the other calls, I would say just because it's also the 500th home run of Mike Schmidt, it's also a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the top ones.
It sounded like a big moment.
Yeah, it did.
Right, it sounded like that was a World Series game.
Harry, you're right. It sounded like it was a big deal, and it was. I mean, back then, that was that 1987, 1986. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies
500 home runs. Amazing, yeah.
Man, Mike Schmidt played his entire career in those big ballparks, mm-hmm. Three Rivers, Riverfront, Vet Stadium. He didn't play in these band boxes that they play in right now. And hit 500 home runs, you have to be consistent for a long time to hit 500, and Schmidt was just that, man.
And he gave us the GOAT interview?
He did. He was the best. Yeah, see, you need to put that on the board, Jack.
Well, who the hell was one?
Who the hell was one?
Yeah, it's one of those drops that I don't know how to work it in. Like,
right, you don't know where to place it.
Yeah,
but it's like you don't even need it on the first page. You just need it somewhere where you can quickly access it when we. Because I would bring it up just if I knew you were gonna.
It's like it's like this one.
I played 2 years varsity.
Right.
Yeah, there's no context to that.
Yeah, we just when there's no context needed, or if we're talking about Michael Jack, then you just hit it. Well, who the hell was number one? Yeah, and you know what?
Doc came on the day before and was like, oh, so honored.
He was happy to be four.
He was crying, so grateful.
Yeah,
he
started tearing up.
Schmidt was, no, and then we said it's Iris, and he's like, really?
Interesting.
I love Schmidt's reaction to that. Well, who was number one?
Yeah.
Allen Iverson.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. Did he go, really?
Really?
By the way, Brandon Graham shows on Monday nights. At 6 o'clock with me, with Howard Eskin, with Brandon Graham. And this year we won't be at Chickies like normal, so we'll bring Chickies to you. On your way home, grab some crab fries and wings from Chickies and a six-pack of Miller Lite and listen to the show. It's brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickies and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced for the best in-game experience. Chickies and Pete's. Today's Twitter questions have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. 25,000-square-foot showroom. Online, Mark's-Jewelers.com. Let's take Rick real fast. He has an iconic call. Rick, what's your call?
Thanks, guys. It's funny. It's between Schmidt and the one I gave Jack, which was Chase Utley's game-winning single to sweep the Mets in 2007.
Oh, let me hear it. Let me hear it. Goosebumps.
Yep, there it is. Line drive hit the right field. Here comes Iguchi. The throw to the plate. Yes! Yes! Bells win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Fight Bills, who sweep the New York Mets.
Wow, that was such a
wow.
Such a great time to be a Phillies fan. It makes me sad to think where we are right now.
Same.
Sad, sad, sad. New ballpark, young group of franchise players. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
So here's real quick, my blueprint to beat the Ravens.
Please.
Which we'll get into in depth tomorrow after we have John Harbaugh, or before. We just won't talk to him about beating them.
You're going to give him the blueprint? You're going to break it down for him?
Right. So on defense, my plan would be attacking. Don't sit back. Don't be afraid of the running game with him. You play the run on the way to him at the quarterback position. If he's going to beat you, make him beat you throwing the ball. I may only use one linebacker in this game. May not use the whole two linebackers in this game.
Is the one going to be Nick Carey?
Well, he's the only one there that can play right now. And here's the deal. Or you go seven DBs. One of the others. The Chargers did that to him a few years ago. You got to put enough speed and enough bodies out there to keep him corralled and get him frustrated and see if he can beat you throwing the ball. I don't think he's completely healthy. Healthy. 19 of 37 last week. He's only running for 47 yards a game compared to over 80 yards a game last year when we know he set a record for rushing at the quarterback position. I think some of these hits are starting to take effect on him, and he doesn't mm-hmm. want to run as much, or he just physically can't run as much. Either way, he is better running the football than he is throwing it. Figure out a way to make him throw the ball on Sunday. And then on offense Sunday, I'm focusing on the run game, and I'm focusing on pass protection. And here's why. I want to take my shots against this defense. I stay away from Marlon Humphrey, but I focus on number 24 out there, Marcus Peters. He's an undisciplined, gambling type of cornerback. Those are the guys you have to target and make him pay for his mistakes. That's where I go.
Mm. Yeah,
so I got to find a way to get Sanders in this game and run the ball more, but I got to take my shots deep. I can't play scared against Baltimore.
Yeah.
You play smart, but you got to take your shots deep when you get a chance.
And also, you need, when given an opportunity, you need to connect.
Got it. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You can't miss out on those. That could be the game.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the casino with Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
Have you guys noticed that Mad Mike is never mad? He's actually very sad when he calls in. Yeah, he's Sad Mike. Wade's calls still suck. Tom from Abington.
Sad Mike.
Sad Mike.
Yeah, because to be mad, like, he's already, like, he's so in the dumps about this team right now. He really isn't mad.
Right, you're right. He doesn't have the energy to be mad right
he's
now.
He's lost his bite. Sad Mike from King of Prussia.
Wow.
Well, Sad Mike. What's next?
When Harbaugh comes on tomorrow, just make sure Ike doesn't call Lamar Jackson hot garbage. Jake in West Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't.
We won't do that.
No, we won't. But we will play tomorrow the conversation we had at training camp last year, where Ike asked him about Lamar Jackson and said that he wasn't sold on him.
To be fair, he was hot garbage prior to going to win the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you didn't say that last year. It was the year before. But so, John Harbaugh scheduled to be on the program tomorrow. We're hoping at 4 o'clock. We will let everybody know. Yes. But John Harbaugh on the show tomorrow. What's next?
Your haircut looks great, honey. Liz in Collegeville.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it does look good.
It does look good, man.
Yeah.
It does.
Got the freshie?
Freshie.
Jack, when was the last time you got a haircut?
Don't worry about
couple
it.
Week, no, a couple weeks ago, right? You came in?
Yeah.
About a month
it
ago.
It just grows so fast.
Yeah. Bushy tail.
But you have curly hair, so it's...
I know. It looks awful. It's bad.
It doesn't look awful.
No, I can't. The curls look... Yeah.
It does look bad.
I know.
If we put mousse in your hair, would you get it like a Jerry curl look?
It would be bad.
Ike, I have mousse at home. I could bring it in and make him look like...
Well, I haven't seen mousse in years, man.
Why do you still have mousse?
My wife, what do you mean when I still have mousse? Oh. I don't use it.
I don't know.
My wife has very curly hair, so if she wants to make it curly and look good, she has to put mousse in it to do that, right? Otherwise, she has to straighten it.
You like it curly or straight?
She looks good. She looks good both.
Good answer.
Looks much different with the curly hair. It takes on a kind of a Latina look with when the hair is curly. And then when it's straight, she just looks beautiful. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone, man.
What's next?
Stop it, Ike. MJ dropped another documentary right in time when LeBron won his fourth ring. That's needing attention. Charles in Mount Airy.
Fair point.
Yeah, Jordan's also worried about his legacy. Let's not lie.
Oh, yeah, fair point, yes.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
What's next?
I pledge allegiance to the Bronco and the LTBB and to the Eagles for whom he plays, one quarterback, under center, undisputed. With Wentz, we will win it all. Amen. Hashtag LTBB for MVP. Scott from Delco.
Had to be Scott.
Wow.
I mean.
I was impressed by that.
He has.
You start uttering that in your sleep every day when you wake up?
I was impressed by that. Good
Very
job,
good.
Scott.
Very good. What's next?
Carson Wentz is last in the NFL in passer rating. His one win came versus Nick Mullins. Super Bowl winning QB? Let's just climb back to average starter first. Baby steps, LTBB community. Joe and New Hope.
I'm tired of Joe Giglio.
Yep, he's coming up next.
Yep.
Giglio,
yesterday he had a good text yesterday, and then he's back to himself today.
He is.
Yes, he was spot. Well, he said I wasn't a random Eagle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tonight he attacks Carson once again, you're saying?
Right.
Well, he's going to be joined by Howard Eskin, riding with the king, Joe Giglio. Howard Eskin coming up from 6 to 7, and then Joe takes you for the rest of the evening. We are back tomorrow for a Football Friday, and Ravens coach John Harbaugh joins the show tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and Joe and the king are coming up next. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.